Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we bring you stories on the battle over immigration in the United States. Christopher Cruz has our first story.
Mr. Obama spoke to the American people Thursday night. He said the U.S. immigration system is not working.
It's been this way for decades. And for decades, we haven't done much about it.
The president said his order will help immigrants to, in his words, come out of the shadows. It temporarily protects some illegal immigrants from being expelled from the country, a process called deportation. It also gives them permission to work. But they must have been in the United States at least 5 years and have no criminal record. And they must have at least one U.S.-born child.
It does not apply to anyone who might come to America illegally in the future. It does not grant citizenship or the right to stay here permanently or offer the same benefits that citizens receive.
U.S. immigration officials will spend less time removing people and their families who entered the country without permission. They will, instead, increase efforts against terrorists, criminals, and people who only recently entered the United States illegally. The Obama administration says the executive order increases the chances that anyone attempting to cross the border illegally will be caught and sent back. The order expands a program for young people who had come to the United States as children and had spent at least 5 years in the U.S. It protects foreign citizens from being returned home for 3 years if they entered the U.S. before 2010 and are attending school.
Are we a nation that educates the world's best and brightest in our universities only to send them home to create businesses in countries that compete against us? Or are we a nation that encourages them to stay and create jobs here?
U.S. officials estimate there are more than 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. The president's plan will affect about 5 million of them. The changes announced Thursday night will not take effect until early next year. An administration official said it is not possible to make an announcement and put the policy into effect the next day. Political observers expect opposition to the changes. Some critics say the president does not have the power under the Constitution to make major immigration policy changes using an executive order. The president said he does.
The actions I'm taking are not only lawful, they're the kinds of actions taken by every single Republican president and every single Democratic president for the past half century. And to those members of Congress who question my authority to make our immigration system work better, or question the wisdom of me acting where Congress has failed, I have one answer. Pass a bill.
I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. Republican Party lawmakers are promising to fight President Barack Obama's executive order on immigration. The order protects millions of people who have been living in the United States illegally. The president's announcement immediately angered Republicans in the U.S. Congress. The order temporarily blocks expulsion of some undocumented immigrants from the United States and gives them work permits. But the immigrants must have been living in the country longer than 5 years. They also must pass a criminal investigation and have U.S.-born children. Republicans were angry about the move even before President Obama made the official announcement. They say the president should not have acted alone. They say the Constitution requires Congress to pass laws, not the president. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican, will become the powerful Senate Majority Leader in January. That is because Republicans won control of the Senate in recent elections. Senator McConnell accused the president of ignoring those election results.
If President Obama acts in defiance of the people and imposes his will on the country, Congress will act. We're considering a variety of options. But make no mistake, when the newly elected representatives of the people take their seats, they will act.
A number of Republicans accused Mr. Obama of preparing an illegal amnesty and abusing his presidential powers. Among them is John Cornyn, a U.S. senator from the state of Texas, which borders on Mexico.
Now, I understand he can prioritize prosecution and deportation, and he has, but where does the president get the authority to issue work permits for millions of people?
But a number of Democratic Party lawmakers praised the president for what they termed his courage. They said he is supporting family values by stopping families from being torn apart. Senator Dick Durbin is a Democrat from Illinois. He rejected charges that the executive order is amnesty.
Doing nothing, leaving the current system in place, is amnesty. What the president is calling for is accountability.
In his speech to the nation, the president said what he is describing in the executive order is a common sense approach. Congressional expert Thomas Mann does not think there is much Republicans can do to fight the order. He said the only way they can undo these orders in a practical way is to win the next presidential election. If they win it, their president can withdraw those executive orders, and if the party wants to go with that position, they can. James Thurber teaches at the American University in Washington, D.C. He has written about Congress and the presidency.
He obviously is thinking, well, they haven't done anything, the Republicans. They probably won't do anything. I'm going to get criticized for this anyway, but I want to do the right thing. It'll be part of my legacy.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful color pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. We have several hundred 2015 wall calendars, but when they are gone, they are gone. So write to us today. I'm Jonathan Evans.